Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey everybody, this is Pastor Jeremy. I'm so glad to be with you. Today we're going to be talking about unity while we're on mission together. So what I'm going to ask you to do first is put yourself in the shoes of the early church. You're gathered, and you're celebrating the harvest with people from all over, as we see in Acts 2. Now, while you're together, there's still divisions because of regions, languages, even maybe a little twist in belief. But then something that had been predicted hundreds of years earlier happens. Suddenly, you start understanding what the people are saying in different languages. Even as some of them mock you and your friends for having too much wine, in that one moment, everything changes. And while you're previously gathered as separate individuals, something new happens and you become united. This major moment in history has left a lasting impression on our lives today. A gathered people united by beliefs and language through the Holy Spirit became a transformative force that changed the world for God's plan. The mission Jesus gives becomes a unifying factor that reshapes how we live. It allows people from diverse backgrounds to share a common goal and understanding, enabling us to fulfill the Great Commission that was given to all believers. See, we cannot fulfill the Great Commission without unity in our calling. As God's children, as followers of Jesus, and those marked and empowered by the Holy Spirit, we are called to teach, train, and guide others into becoming disciples of Jesus. This mission should be the most important call of our lives. And we see this example in Acts 2. When Peter shares about Jesus, Luke records a remarkable unity of the early church. And reading this, I'm convicted to ask myself, are we really united today? See, when I read Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20, I wonder, are we fulfilling the commission Jesus gave us? Are we united like the church in Acts 2? God allows us to be united in both joy and in suffering, in good times and in bad, so we can follow Him and teach others to do the same. When we're united, the world sees something different, and it must decide whether it wants to be part of it. But if we're divided, people may miss the opportunity to join the mission God has given us. So I've got two questions for you to consider. How are you united on mission with fellow believers? And how do you apply the Great Commission in the lives that God has placed around you? If you have any questions or want to share your answers, please email me. I'd love to hear about it. I believe God is giving us a chance to stand in unity with Jesus and be on mission for the world that He loves. Praying for you all, thanks for listening.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.